But it's good to be here today. It's good to be home. Since there are many of you who don't know us, let me give you a brief introduction. We joined this church when our son, Andrew, was about 4 years old. Yes, we have both changed a little bit since then. We taught Sunday school, were active in a number of other ways as I finished my master's degree at CIU, and then taught English for Agape English Language Institute. Many of you know Dr. Raj, who I've worked with for many, many years. Then in 2000, this church commissioned us and sent us to China under the Hong Kong-based Zhenhua Foundation. Now that's an organization started about 30 years ago by Chinese Christian businessmen in Hong Kong who wanted to serve the newly opened motherland, this was right after the Cultural Revolution, by helping to link foreign professionals with needs inside China. Now about half of the 300 or so Zhenhua associates currently are teachers, like myself, but now Zhenhua also helps China in many, many other ways too. And we'd be glad to give you more information about that if you are interested. Well, 5 years ago, we moved to Kunming. I have been teaching English at Kunming Yi Xue Yuan, the medical university. Meanwhile, Vivian has been serving on the Zhenhua leadership team, helping 30 or so Zhenhua associates do what they do, all over Yunnan and actually up into Sichuan province as well. We have both also been on the board of trustees of two Zhenhua orphanages, one in Ninglong and one in Lijiang. So, we have just returned to the U.S. after a decade in China. Our son is now 17, and one of the main reasons that we've come home is so that he can finish high school in America and therefore be considered in-state, which of course will save him a lot of money when he goes to the university. We are not sure about the future the Lord has in store for us. We want to return to Asia after this year, but, you know, times are tough in America and our support level has really dipped. So basically we need a miracle to happen if we are going to continue to be among those who go into all the world making disciples. So as you think of us in the year ahead, now we're mostly going to be in Ohio, so we won't see you very often, but as you think of us, here are the things we want you to pray for. One, our son's adjustment to him. America is a foreign country, and he's got to get used to that. Our daughter is going to have a baby in December, so pray for her and the safety of that, our first grandchild, and all the changes that will come with that, right? Pray also for that support miracle I was talking about, and that God would clearly give us guidance concerning the future he has in mind for us. Well, I don't have a lot of time up here, but I did want to talk about a few things that I think might encourage and challenge you. The first one involves prayer. Now, like many people who are involved in the ministry, I am a doer more than a prayer, and I say that to my shame, because we all know that the difference between a prayerful life and a prayerless life is like the difference between jet fuel and gasoline, you know. Now we all know this, but it doesn't mean we act that way. But about a year and a half ago, the Lord challenged Vivian and I to start praying with a renewed emphasis, and the opportunities that followed can only be described as miraculous. Now I want to make it clear that I take my job as a teacher very, very seriously. But being a teacher is my normal, my natural occupation. Today I'm reporting to you about something that's supernatural. Now we don't have time to get into the details, but first we prayed that God would allow us to teach the Bible to Chinese students. This was something we had only had the chance to do one other year in the 9 years before this point. It's a very unusual thing to do in China. Well, a mere 2 months after we started praying, 3 students came up and asked us to start teaching them the Bible. We also prayed that we would have the privilege of seeing at least one of my students or former students pray the prayer, accepting Christ right there in our presence. We've known it's happened other places, but we wanted to be a part of that. And a former student named Mads, the one on the right there, accepted the Lord and prayed the prayer right at our dining room table, which was really cool. just a few months after that Bible study started. And by the way, Madge has just graduated and returned to her native Sichuan with her medical degree. So I encourage you to pray for her, because it's very hard for young people graduating out of medical school or any school in China to find good work. And once they do, in her case, medical work is very demanding. Her parents are not very happy with her newfound faith, and she doesn't know Christians who are back in her old Sichuan. So lots of challenges, but if she'll draw near to the Lord, I'm confident He can help her meet those challenges. Certainly she deserves our prayers. Well, when the next semester started, two people from the incoming class of my grad students told me they had recently met Christ. They also wanted me to teach them, so we started looking at how to defend our faith. And then just a few months ago, another young lady joined this little group. Her name is Lani, and I want you to pray for her, because Lani has not yet come to faith in Christ. But I think she's really close. As you know, many Chinese people take several years of searching, studying, before they are ready to make that big step of faith. And that's especially true in mainland China. And finally, another Jianhua associate introduced us to a Kunming official who had recently become a believer. Now, his story is rather remarkable. His daughter had come here to America. She had become very active with a Christian family, and she met Christ here in America. And when she got back, the Lord had changed her life so much that her father wanted to know Jesus too. And I hope that encourages some of you who are here and have become born again while you're in the United States. Maybe your friends or your relatives back in China don't understand the changes that are happening, this decision. But if you and if any of us will simply let the peace of Christ and the purpose of a God-centered life shine through us, our lives can point our friends and our relatives, our classmates, to Jesus. I have seen it happen. And it's been a joy for us to help this official study the Bible and take those first few steps of faith. Well, that's all the time we have, so I'll just end by saying thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all of your continuous love and support over this past decade. Without your support, I have to wonder if Madge could have come to know Christ. If Rick could have become so grounded in Christ as a new believer, even though he has this official position. If the orphans that we serve would have all the blessings that you've helped us to pour upon them. And if the work all over Yunnan could have been done with such efficiency. And I'm not saying that we've done anything great. What I'm trying to say is God answers prayer. God answers prayer. And I'm saying that your love and your support really is making a difference in China. Okay?